It's the rye that we're having a guest this week, because I'm not holding well enough on the parsha, then I could easily have made such a mistake. Anyway, the pasuk in this week's parsha, Parsha's Truma, tells us a very, very famous pasuk right towards the beginning of the parsha. Perachav hei pasachav aso li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, that you will make for me a mikdash and I will dwell within them. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos quotes this pasuk as teaching us that we have a mitzvah asay to build what he calls a beis avoda. His terminology of a beis avoda will be relevant a little later in the shir, but there's a mitzvah asay to build a beis hamikdash, and this comes from this pasuk. He continues that this is where the hakrava of karbonos will be brought, this is where aliyah l'regel takes place, this is the goal. And he also quotes the famous Sifrei, that there were three mitzvot incumbent upon Bnei Yisrael when they entered Eretz Yisrael, one of which, of course, was Binyan, Beis HaMikdash. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvot Tzadi Hei, as is often the case, even though the Lashon is slightly different, but essentially the message and the theme is the same. The Smag in Mitzvot Asei Simen Kuf Samach Gimel also has a very similar thrust of the mitzvah, although there he adds and focuses on a different mitzvah from Dvarim in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph. Also well-known pasuk. Where is it? Let's see if we can quote it inside. V'hoi ha-mokom ha-shivkar Hashem elokeichem bo l'shaken shmo sham shama to view, it's in that place there, to view el eis kol ha-shar nochim v'tzav eschem alosechem v'zvchem ma'asosechem trumas yadchem v'chol mivcha yidrechem asher tidru la-Hashem. So the Smag actually quotes that pasuk. And what's interesting is that in light of this smag, the following discussion emerges. And this will be, I guess, the first halachic nekuda to bring out from this mitzvah. And that is that if one looks at the Rambam, the strong implication you get, and this is a point made perhaps first by the Minchas Chinuch, is that it seems clear, again, if you're looking for it, it's right there in the Rambam, that this mitzvah includes all of the different holy houses, if you will. Meaning, this pasuk, which is obviously in context talking about the Mishkan, the Rambam says also is the mitzvah saseh, not only for the Beis HaMikdash, but even for what happened in Shiloh and in Nov. All of these type of, if you will, Beis HaBachiras, Beis HaVodas, as the Rambam called it, all of these are all one mitzvah, and they're all from this pasuk of Asuli Mikdash. The Kesef Mishnah, in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBachira, again, not based on the Minchas Chinuch, he lived well before the Minchas Chinuch, but keeping this in mind, the Kesef Mishnah suggests that this is why the Smag quotes the different pasuk. This is why the Smag, he suggests, goes out of his way to quote this other pasuk from Sefer Dvarim. Because after all, our pasuk and our parsha is specifically referring to the Mishkan. So says the Kesef Mishnah, B'das HaSmag, that's why he brought the other pasuk of Devarim, that's focusing more L'doros on the ultimate Beis HaMikdash. So then what about the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah suggests that there really is a machlokes. I'm not sure if there would be nafkaminas to this machlokes. There's a machlokes if the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is at all one mitzvah, and if so, or if not, what the makor is. And he assumes that the Smag holds are two separate mitzvahs, two separate psukim, and that the Rambam holds it's all one mitzvah. So what about the other pasuk? Why did the Rambam choose this pasuk? After all, in context, it's talking about the Mishkan. There, maybe it would have been a better choice. So he suggests, says the Kesef Mishnah, that the pasuk in Dvarim is a sipur Dvarim ba'alma. It wasn't telling us a mitzvah. It was saying, this is the place you'll go, and this is where you'll bring your karbonos and your maestros, etc. But not that that was a mitzvah. And furthermore, the truth is, if you want it to be medayik in our parsha, what is the lashon of the pasuk? V'asuli, it doesn't say Mishkan. So perhaps, even though obviously in context that we're talking about the Mishkan, perhaps that is support for the reason that the Rambam can nevertheless hold that this pasuk can encapsulate all of these different places. I saw in a footnote, if you look in the Minchas Asher in Simen Memches, so he has a footnote in this parsha where he mentions that this Kesef Mishnah, but then he, I think, very persuasively argues against it, because he points out that both of these Man D'Amrim, the Rambam on the one hand and the Smag on the other hand, in different contexts, conflate the psukim and the themes. So, for example, the Smag has an idea before his mitzvah, so he calls it the Ramazim, the mitzvah's essay, and when he's speaking about Binyan HaMikdash, he quotes the pasuk from our parsha. On the other hand, conversely, the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim, when he's speaking about this idea that the Melech has to do this, and when you move in Eretz Yisrael through mitzvahs, the Rambam references the pasuk in Devarim. So, it's hard to say, says the Menuchos Asher, as the Kasha Mishnah seems to imply, that there really is this very fundamental machlokes, two separate things, two separate makaros, and rather he gives the following suggestion, which I then saw. This will again to have a little bit of Baltimore flavor, as well as a good friend of mine, Rav Daniel Feldman, who's a very close friend of mine, who's written a number of Svarims. In his first sefer, Bina B'Svarim in Siman Yud Zayin, he discusses these in Yanim, and he actually quotes from, correct me if I mispronounce it, Rabbi Krasner? Right. The Nachlas Shimon on Shmuel Beis, Chelik Beis, Siman Mem Vav, who quotes Badas the Grizz, all saying a similar idea that the Menuchos Asher says in the footnote, which is that, what's the two psukim, what are the two issues? The first pasuk, the one in our parsha, teaches us there has to be a makom. But how do you know where it's supposed to be? How do you know that that was supposed to be in certain places and ultimately in Yerushalayim? The second pasuk, which talks about there, Asher Sham, you'll go there, and the Masorah is where the there is. But the second pasuk in Devarim is more specific and focusing on a location, whereas this is more the abstract concept. So it could be, again, all of these makaros point to this perhaps this direction, again, but it's important to know, all of these lachorah are against the Kasha Mishnah. The Kasha Mishnah seems to see it as a real machlokas, so to speak, and these other makaros suggesting that really, really no one's arguing, there's just different focuses and different aspects on the mitzvah. One of the issues also that's important to discuss is, assuming that we have this mitzvah, whatever the pasuk is, and Meheri Yabana HaMikdash, one of the issues I'm not discussing now, but there seems to be conflicting makoros about whether the third base HaMikdash will be built al yidei Adam, or somehow will be miraculously built and, so to speak, come down. There are conflicting makoros about that, actually, but that's not for now. But let's assume, naniach, that this will be lamaisa for us one day, because it'll be up to us to build Meheri Yabana, the third Mikdash. So the question is, when are we supposed to do this? You know, after all, we all have jobs and, you know, busy schedules and family lives. When are we supposed to do this? So you'll say, perhaps, oh, well, I'll come home at night, and I'm a very busy person, but I'm committed to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, I'll build at night. So the Gemara Shavuos and Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis says, based on a drasha of the pasuk, Ubayom Hakim Es HaMishkan, Ubayom, in the daytime and not in the nighttime. You're not supposed to build a Beis HaMikdash, it's a drasha, Exeris HaKasav, there's no mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash at night. Furthermore, one might have had Gemara, both that Gemara and Shavuos, as well as another similar Gemara in Yavamas and Daf Vav, discuss Shabbos and Yontif. Yachol, you would think the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Docha Shabbos. No, it's Shabbos outside Tishmaru, that is more important. Even Pratli Yontif. So you have all of these times, let's assume now Shabbos or Yontif is one category, and most importantly, nighttime, every day, 7 days a week, there is no mitzvah. It's with this background in mind that what would otherwise seem as just a passing comment of the Rambam becomes very questionable. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perak Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, tells us that HaKol Chayovin B'Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Anashim V'Nashim. Even women are obligated in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So frek, many, many achronim, how could that be? Licha Ora, it goes against the grain of these Gemaras, which tells us, again, for whichever reason you pick, either the nighttime or Shabbos and Yontif, both of which in other areas are considered Peturim of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. Again, a classic example which meets both of these criteria is tefillin. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, we also don't wear tefillin at night. Be that as it may, these are both reasons, even one of them would be sufficient l'chora to pater women. Here you have both. What's pshat? How is it that apparently, women are obligated, at least according to the Rambam?
There's a difference between what? Between HaKomas Beis HaMikdash.
Between what?
HaKomas Beis HaMikdash, which would be not the gay but the Belayla, the Yom Tovim and the Shabbos. And also, and by putting, by constructing the Mikdash, like weaving and sewing and whatever else.
Okay, I'm not sure if this is what you're getting at, but you may be getting at one of the answers that we're going to give. I'm not sure. Okay, you're both perhaps coming together to suggest one of the answers that we'll see. That's another answer. Okay, good. Very good. One sharp tonight. Excellent. in general, this is just an important thing just to keep in mind, if you will, methodologically. Whatever we have, again, this is true about all Yotzei min HaKlal, but especially to take an example, again, something that I happen to be particularly always interested in. I'm very interested always in the sugyas of Mitzvah Zeishas Magrama. So whenever you have examples where they seem to go against the grain, and we have them in both directions, but let's say in this direction, where women seem to be obligated, even though you would have thought they shouldn't be obligated, so there are two possible explanations. Again, all the details will fit in, but you could fit all answers you'll ever see from every Rishon or any Achron ever into one of two categories. Either the answer is because you thought it was my grandma, but for reason X, Y, Z, it really isn't. Either because we'll refine the definition of Mitzvah Magrama, or we'll refine the contours of this particular mitzvah, but for whatever reason, it's not a Mitzvah Magrama. You have a hypothesis, but the answer is the antithesis. It's not true. And then there are other examples. I alluded to this, for example, when I was discussing Hilchos Kiddush on Friday night the last 2 weeks, or specifically last week, where in Chanami, it should be Mitzvah Magrama, but there's some external machayev, some external drasha, which says Afal Pike in their chayev. Zachav Shamar B'dibur Echad, Matzah and Chametz, those are the two klagzim, Afen Hoibah, so Hanes, those are all, again, every question you'll ever have about women being obligated when you didn't think they did, the answer will fit into one of these two categories. And the question here is, L'chor, there has to be an answer, and what are the answers? And again, you'll see, I think, as we share a few answers together, they all fit into one of these two categories. So the Stipler, in the Kilos Yaakov and Masecha Shavuos in Simin Vav, says the following. He quotes the same Minchas Chinuch we're talking about, and the Stipler says the following, quoting the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says a very important idea, that there is no mitzvah, or at least your putter, let's put it that way, it's the most conservative way of formulating it, your putter from Binyan Beis Mikdash at night. But it's not puzzle. In other words, let's say, right, I'm the gabbai, I'm the foreman on the job. Right, Sammy's going to come the next morning, and he's going to see that when he left, the wall was only so big. And sure enough, right, he gave people off, sundown, everyone's off at work. He come back, the wall's two rows higher. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what is he supposed to do now? Does he have to knock down those two rows and rebuild them because that was built at night? Says, no, it's not posel. It's just that wasn't the mitzvah. You weren't yotze the mitzvah. Whoever built was building. But there's no iser and there's no mitzvah. It's just you're not supposed to, there's no mitzvah. But it's not that it's posel. So this... Right. Right. So why tzitzis and mitzvahs and grammar are themselves a very complicated question, and that very much relates to that machlokes in Rambam and Rush of how to define laila lazma and mitzvahs and echanami. There's a whole literature on why women should be potter, and again it corresponds to the Rambam and Rush again in dealing with that sugya in Menachos. So the Stipler quotes this Minchas Chinuch and he says the following. He said, "You only have a patur of mitzvah zeishas magrama if it would have been that the mitzvah no longer exists. It's mafkia. There's a hafka of the mitzvah at night, but here there's just no mitzvah. But there's no hafka, and therefore, if that's the case, it's not really considered a mitzvah zeishas magrama. L'mashal mahadavar doma, the Maharit in Maseches Kedushin and the sugya of mitzvah magrama and daf chavtes discusses the mitzvah of makkah." Makkah, again, it's important, mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's not supposed to be built on Shabbos. And yet, it seems that women are obligated, right? A woman is a homeowner. She also has to build a makkah. Aye, the Maharit says, how come mitzvah's makkah is not mitzvah d'oraisa, my grandma? So he says, also, because it may be usher to build on Shabbos, but it's not mafkia. If you would do it, you were yotzei. So if that's the case, it's not really considered mitzvah d'oraisa, my grandma. All of this is more or less the answer of the Stipler. The Munkacha Rebbe, the Minchas Aluzer, has a tshuva in Chelik Beis Simin Mem Zayin, in which he gives four answers to the question of why women should be nevertheless obligated in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The first, and some of it will be a little bit similar to what we saw from the Stipler, and others are completely different types of answers. So one answer, he says, this is maybe the combination of what the two of you were saying before, is that a component of the mitzvah is the hachanos, is the preparations. It's not just the literal binyan. And the hachanos can be done any time. It's the literal binyan that's not supposed to take place at night. But the hachanos can take place any time. And since that's a chelik of the mitzvah, so whether men do that or women do that, but because that's a chelik of the mitzvah, therefore memela, it can't be considered a mitzvah seishas ma'agrama. Again, I didn't put this on the sheet, but lamasha mahadavar doma, a lot of these have parallels in the classic sugya of mila, Again, the famous raid there, Tosfos and the Gemara talks about women are excluded from the mitzvah of milah because of a pasuk. So Tosfos famously asks, why do you need a pasuk? Why not mitzvah seishes man grama? So one of the answers given there is by the Tosfos Rid. And the Tosfos Rid says, because again, this is a huge chiddush in milah, which is not our topic, but is analogous to what the Minchas HaLazar says here. He says that part of the mitzvah's milah is not just chatichas ha'arla or the priya. It's not. It's all that stuff you were, you know, annoyed that you had to do, call the caterer the few days before and call your cousins and get everyone together. All the hishtadlus for the milah, says the Tosfos Rid, is part of the mitzvah's d'araisa of milah. And that obviously is not going to be totally on day 8 or night or day. That you could do any time. So therefore, that's why he suggests, again, it's a chiddush, a famous Tosfos Rid, that's why women were obligated, in theory could have been, if it wouldn't have been Luyitzuyer, if not for the pasuk. So that's mamash an analogous example or a svara to the Minchas HaLazar's first answer. The second answer the Minchas HaLazar gives, and this is a little bit similar, very similar maybe even, to this stifler we mentioned before, and this is based on a very famous Turei Evan. There are actually two Turei Evans that are significant in the Sugya Mitzvah Zman Grama, and they're slightly different formulations, and I think many hours have probably been spent in many Batei Medrashim to try to figure out if was it really one Turei Evan, or did he say two things. But what he says in Chagiga, which is again very similar to what the Minchas Chinuch said specifically in our case about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is that the definition of Mitzvah Zman Grama is when you have a mitzvah that's chayv during day X, Monday. Then comes along Monday night / Tuesday, and the mitzvah doesn't just end, it evaporates, it's gone, to the point, as the Turei Evan formulates it, that on Tuesday, when there's another mitzvah, or if you'll tell me it's a weekly mitzvah, it's a new mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah, which took a break. It's a new mitzvah. And again, in the example you're talking about, let's say tefillin. We all understand that. It's very fershteitzach, right? The mitzvah you have on Monday is not the same mitzvah on Tuesday. It's not just as a break on Monday night. It's a different mitzvah. If you didn't get right, if, to put it this way, if you didn't do it on Monday, doing it on Tuesday doesn't help you for Monday. It's a different mitzvah. It's not just one long mitzvah with multiple parts. It's a different mitzvah. The Turei Evan says that's the paradigm. That is the definition or the classic criteria of Mitzvah Shema Grama. And anything short of that is not Mitzvah Shema Grama. So, therefore, says the Minchas HaLazar, when it comes to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, there's only one mitzvah, building the Mikdash. It's just that, you're not supposed to do it at night. So, Monday, you're building. Then comes along Monday night, you're all exhausted, you go home, and you're potter, so you can focus on coming to night seder and learning. Wonderful. Doing other mitzvahs. You come back Tuesday to build, it's not a new mitzvah, it's a continuation of the same mitzvah. There was just a time where you were off. So that, again, if you assume the definition of Mitzvah Seishes Zman Grama, which is that it has to be two separate mitzvahs from Monday to Tuesday, so then, l'chaora, Binyan Beis HaMikdash does not suffice. And once again, that would be another reason to say that despite what it appears at first blush, that in fact, Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not... How to understand... Well, that's itself a huge machlokes. Okay? Maybe when we get to Emor, we'll discuss Sefiras Omer, and one of the big issues there is Mitzvah Seishes Zman Grama. That happens to be that's a complicated thing because it's very logical, and the Rambam says explicitly the women are peturos from Sfira. Yet there is a girsa of the Ramban in his Chedushim on Kedushin that says that women are chayiv in Sfira Omer. Now, part of that discussion is whether that's even the correct girsa in the Ramban. There were many great achronim who suggested that it was all tos sofer. But there was also many achronim who assumed that that Ramban meant it, and then they spent, you know, years, you know, and hours racking their brain to figure out how could it be. So that's not so simple. But Anachanami, all of these things are interrelated and obviously going to be connected in one thing. If you give a general definition here, it's going to relate to anything that's there. I just want to point out... He uses tefillin as his model, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. And it certainly makes sense.
And tzitzis, maybe not, depending on...
Right, Anachanami. Everyone holds the woman of Petrus from tzitzis. Right. But just how to formulate why that should be, that's not so simple, because that depends on that machlokas Rambam and Rosh. Just again, also to give a local flavor to this, if one looks at the sefer they put out from Rav Ruderman, the Masas Levi on Amud Pei, so he also discusses this idea, and again, he has very much along these lines of this answer of the based on the Turei Evan and this idea of the Minchas HaLazar, similar idea that nighttime isn't mafkia, it's just that we don't build then. And even if you would build, then there's no kima mitzvah, and therefore that's why women are obligated. But it's not that it's mafkia. Again, all very similar, going back to that stipler. The third answer given by the Minchas HaLazar, and this may have been what Eli was referring to before, is based on the pasuk in later in Sefer Shmos and Perek Lamed Hey, pasuk Chaf Hey, where we say kol isha chachma slave, right? That they all came forward to give their jewelry. So says the Minchas Elazar. If that's the case, there is, he says, perhaps that is a Gilui Ledoros. Just like in the original, again, this is all within the Rambam Lashitaso, that it's one mitzvah, the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, etc. So you see that the women were actively and integrally involved in the Binyan HaMishkan. Says the Minchas Elazar, perhaps that's a Gilui Ledoros, that Enechanami, maybe it is, again, this is an example now in category two of the type of answer. Enechanami maybe really should be mitzvah says my grandma. But this pasuk is like a Zeresa Kasav, if you will, or a Drasha, that shows that they should be chayiv all time, even furthermore, the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis in the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, so he quotes this, and he's docha this, because he says, nah, that thing over there, that's just, Sipur Dvarim. The women came over and they gave their jewelry, the Torah was telling us that they did. And it's a nice thing, but that's not meant as an endorsement, Ledoros, that you should obligate them. But the Minchas Elazar thinks that perhaps, if you want to tie that into the other answer, perhaps, right. And as a final answer in the Minchas Elazar, again, without getting into the details of why this should be, but he points out that there is a discussion, there are those who say, some who suggest, that the whole Patur Mitzvah Shel Grama is not shaykh to the world of Kachim. Now, why that should be, that's a separate issue, but if you assume that, so then that, again, makes the answer very, very easy. This is very good, very good. I wasn't thinking about this in terms of that, but one of the other answers I'm about to say, I think is very much exactly what you were saying.
Is there any possibility that maybe it's not a mitzvah that's put on each individual?
Yes. Beautiful. Very good. Okay. We might end early. Probably not, but we might. So other achronim give another answer, again, very technical, based on the sheet of the Pnei Yeshua. Again, going back to the Gemara and Kiddushin, the Pnei Yeshua says that any mitzvah which can be done a shliach is stop. Whether there's a svara to this or not is a different issue, again, not for tonight. But the Pnei Yeshua says if there's a mitzvah that can be done a shliach, like mila, again, that's the context there, then the Patur Mitzvah Aseishas Magrama does not apply. And if you assume, Nachman, that the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah on all of us, but if you happen to be better at climbing up and hammering a nail, so to speak, you are maybe doing that mitzvah for me, b'shlichus, or something like that. So then, again, according to that Pnei Yeshua's model, that would be another reason to assume that women should not be exempt based on mitzvah of my grandma. Other achronim, quoting, this I think is what Shraga had in mind, from the Gemara in Yuma, for example, about mezuzah, or I didn't see this quoted, but once I saw the Achronim quoted this from Yuma, I think even as good or better example would have been the famous Gemara in Brachos about Tefillah. Again, when you talk about Beis HaMikdash, it would have been even a better example. But the Gemara in Yuma talks about the Mezuzah, where the Gemara there says, or again to use the Lashon of the Gemara in Brachos about Tefillah, don't women need Rachmim also? In other words, if the whole purpose of this is for Karpara and Tshuva and Tefillah and Avoda, so women need that as much as men. And if the purpose is to build so that we should have a place to go to daven to Hashem, to get Tshuva, so that should apply equally to men. Equally to women, excuse me. Okay. Fair. Although we will see how separate it is a topic I want to get. But in Echanami. And as a final answer to round out this section, Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis in the Beis Yitzchak has a second tshuva where he suggests the following, and that is based on the famous Abu Draham, right? This is in the Tamei Mitzvahs classes. You know, Taka, why should it be? Why are women exempt? So what they quote is from the Abu Draham, who says that women have, primary responsibilities for their husbands and their children, and if there would be a time conflict, it could be shalom bayis problems. And you see how much Hashem cares about shalom bayis; he's even willing to be mochel on his mitzvahs in order that there shouldn't be shalom bayis problems. So says Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis, if that's the case, and there are others, the Sholem Eishev has a similar idea lagabe mila. If there's something, again, also getting back to Nachman's idea, if you look at this as a tzibur dika mitzvah, so that if it gets done, it so to speak is pathering the husband himself. So then you would never pater the woman. If what she's doing, that's, if you will, again, to be very, not crass, Chas Shalom, but very simplistic, if you will. If the idea is, well, if she had to run off to Sheikh Lulav at a specific time, or make dinner, and there'll be a conflict, and the husband won't get what he rightfully deserves from his wife, so here, he is getting something from his wife. He wasn't making dinner, she was running up building the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, but he gets credited for that Binyan Beis HaMikdash. She's part of Klal Yisrael. And any mitzvah, which through her doing it, he'll also get credit for. So then again, a number of achronim say in a halachic context based on this hashkafic idea of the Avudraham that Also, you wouldn't say mitzvah. You wouldn't have the patur because there's no reason to have the patur because there shouldn't be any conflict. He's getting credited as well. Now, along these lines, years ago, I saw something also from a Torah Tamim on this. And at the time, I remember asking Rav Herschel Schechter, and he couldn't believe such a thing. He said, you can't mix, milk and meat, so to speak. That's tamei mitzvah. This is halacha. So at the time, I didn't know about this Beit Yitzchak. I don't know. As it so happens, those of you who've heard Shurim or ever in Rav Schechter Shur, you know, as a useful sefer, he likes the Torah Tamim very much. As an authority, he's not the biggest fan of the Torah Tamimah. So when he asked me, he said, who does such a thing? And I said, the Torah Tamimah. He said, he wrote a book. It doesn't make you an Achron. So, but Lamaisa, the Sholem Eshev, an Achron is at least. And even the Beis Yitzchak. So, again, I think it's worth noting. It's a little bit of, a controversial thing to be able to, so to speak, travel from the Avot Raham into some halakha context. But for whatever reason, and I'm not sure I understand it, there is definitely some significant basis for this. The previous Ashkenazic chief rabbi in Israel, Rabbi Lau, has a volume of tshuvas, nice essay. It's called Yachel Yisrael. And in Simen Hay, he has a lengthy essay where he discusses Nachman, I think it was Nachman's question before, about Chovas Tzibur versus Chovas Yachid. How do you understand this mitzvah, Asuli Mikdash? Is it a chiyuv on every one of us? And if you end up doing work, so you'll get mitzvahs. And if I do work, I'll get mitzvahs. And if the whole thing gets built, but meanwhile I was running off doing something else, so I'm potter now because there's no more thing to do. But it's not that I did anything. Or do you say, no, it's a chovas sibur. And each person has to play their role. And some people will play the role actively. And other people will be the policemen so that they can make sure the roads are safe so that you can build. Another person is taking out the trash so that you can go build. But all of us together are contributing. We all have to do our part in one way or another. Very good, very good. So he points out, again, just to succinctly frame the Chakira, if you will, that there seems to be, as he suggests, perhaps conflicting implications in the Lashon HaRambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, for example, in Aleph Yud Beis, the halacha which started us for the last 15 minutes about the whole Shechiyav of Nashim, so he has this, the whole Lashon of the Rambam there, the whole context there is Hakol Chayovin, even. I mean, the whole Lashon sounds like it's a Chovas Yachid, and that's why even women, he says, and again, I think that if I had to read the Rambam, I would also might have perhaps gotten that example, that impression. Yet, what seems to be a very, if that's the right read, then a very big problem internally in the Rambam is that at the end of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, not only does he have the sections literally, to 248 to 365, but then he has, at the end of the essay, he summarizes them, and he puts them into certain categories. There's some important comments that the Rambam makes at the end of the two different parts of the Sefer Mitzvahs. At the end of the Sefer Mitzvahs essay, he lists mitzvahs which are Chovas HaTzibur. Hamutalas HaTzibur, I think is the Lashon, or something like that, and he includes Bnei Beis HaMikdash.
With both.
Okay.
And the value would be that Benedict Abbas is a leech that we personally give Matzah Shadow every year.
For the upkeep. That's a different question, which I didn't look into, which is to what extent is the upkeep part of, again, this is a fundraising shaila, right? A capital campaign you can raise the money for, hopefully. But the but upkeep, you know what I mean? That's much harder to raise money for, which is why the basic Mikdash had the right idea, I guess. Anyway, so a possible nafkamina or a way of testing this would be something that we see in other mitzvahs as well, is ketanim. Again, and generally, we have this idea, if it's a chovas yachid, so presumably ketanim are going to be potter, because why should they be chayiv in this mitzvah if they're not chayiv in any other mitzvah, the ketanim. But if it's a chovas tzibur, we do have some examples where hakol chayavin, just to give an example of something we learned together on Thursday night a few weeks ago, I'm not sure how many weeks ago it was, we studied Kiddush Hashem. So I shared with you the comments, others have said it, but the first person that I saw was Yaakov Kamenetsky, who pointed out that the Lashon, he felt the Lashon of the Rambam, and even basically from the, he tied it back to Lashon HaChumash, it's in the Amos Yaakov HaTorah, is that even Ketanim are Chayav in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So, you do have exceptions to these kind of things, and Rabbi Lau makes that as a possible suggestion. That would perhaps help explain the following. There is a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yutas Amud Beis, and it's paskin by that very same Rambam Bechaz Bechira, that says, Ein mevatlin tinoka shel beis rabban lemitzvas binyan beis hamikdash. Right? We don't empty the schools. So Shaila is how to understand the Gemara, or for that matter, the need for the Gemara. If you hold that they're actually chayiv, so then the Gemara makes sense that even though they're chayiv, that's if the alternative is to play Nintendo. But if the alternative is that they were sitting in yeshiva and cheder, so ein mevatlin tinoka shel beis rabban.
Okay, but
Why? You could come up with easily good reasons for why. Even though they're chayev, but that's only at other times during the day. But it's not going to come, when it comes to children, it's not going to take precedent over their school studies. But if you assume that they're pater to begin with, so what's the whole purpose of the Gemara? They're pater. Of course they're mevadim. They're pater.
Teachers.
Very good. The Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid. Now, we don't get to quote that so often. The Aruch HaShulchan wrote a whole compendium of halachos on halachos which he hopes one day will be relevant to us. The Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid on Zrayim and on Taros and on Kachim. And right in the beginning, Simen Gimel of the first volume of the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid on Kachim is in Hilchos Beis HaMikdash. And in Simen Gimel, Os Chaf, that's exactly what he says. He says, Enechanami, he just assumes for granted the Ketanim are Pater. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos that comes to teach us, even the Malamdim. Because they're chayiv, they're gedolim. But if they happen to be, they have the schus of being a cheder rebbe, so then they are supposed to stay with those kids and not their potter, ein mevatlin, tinokos, shabbos rabbin. Very good.
I think, if I could just say
yes.
I don't have a good basis for it. I think that's a shtickle raya for the first part, which is that it's mutlad sefer. And the reason is that same concept of ein mevatlin you see in the Hilchos Tava Torah and Shulchan Aruch, those are gedorim of when we're mechoyev to,
as a society, how to praise values, right?
In other words, you don't have to have school Arab Yom Tov, whatever. It's not. I'm not sure that those gedarim are
okay.
When those tanaikas are chayev, it's when we're mechoyev to hold the classes.
Right. I understand. Very good. Very good. This also would relate to, I'm not sure, I don't remember who, but somebody suggested this, and I was waiting until now to just bring it out. But look, or this would get back to chiyuv nashim as well. Again, you could assume, this would be another example, that you could assume that they're chayev, because even if the Chovas Yachid is not relevant to them, because it is a Mrs. Zman Grama. Throw out all the seven answers we gave already. No, Mrs. Zman Grama. But it could be chayev, because that's a din in Chovas Yachid. But this is a Chovas Tzibur, from a Melu, if they're part of the Tzibur, like Milchama and other examples. Again, when it comes to Milchama, so the famous Achronim discussion, maybe they do different things, right? They're in the mess hall, and they're the nurses, they're not necessarily on the front lines, but they're, you know, even Kalamei Chapasa, everyone's Chayiv in a Milchama, so it's because it's a Chovas Tzibur. So this might be, again, relevant to that. There is a discussion. But it's an example of something where, L'cha'ora, based on other information, one would have thought that women are Peturos, and yet, it's clear, it's a Beferish Chazal, that Hakol Yotzin Afilu Kalamei Chapasa. So the Shaila is why that's the case. So one of the famous answers given, more than Osei Kelim on the Rambam, again, I'm just using this as a dogma. One of the examples is because Enechanami, it's a Chovas Tzibur to get it done. There's many different aspects of the war, and even if women don't carry guns, but there's other things that they can be doing. No, I think it's the Kishua.
What would the Kishua
say? Because they're lav Chibush for women. Uh-huh. Kibush, I should say, not Chibush. Although, you should just know, there are discussions in Poskim. Let's arenu, these are relevant in Eretz Yisrael, Bizmanenu, and some of these different, you know, yeshuvim and stuff where they have guard duty and stuff. I'm almost positive that I think Rav Avadya and other poskim have matred women to carry guns in these contexts. But it's a shayla. Again, there's a halacha, a Kli Zion and stuff. So that is relevant. There are different tosfosin that discuss, again, a very important question. I'll just put it to you this way, just for the sake of time. There's a tosfos in Yavamas and Avava Mar Aleph, which has it's a very difficult Tosfos based on everything we've seen until now. Because there, that whole context of that Tosfos in Yavamos is Hechsher Mitzvah. And he throws in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. As it sounds like from that Tosfos, that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is just a Hechsher. Just a Hechsher because the Ikar is the Avoda. But it's hard to say that that's only a Hechsher. I mean, everything we've been assuming until now is that it's a Mitzvah, not just a Hechsher Mitzvah. So it's just worth noting. I saw there is a Chuvas Chazon Nochum who makes the... Yeah, but building a sukkah is not a mitzvah, at least according to Moshe Rishonim. According to Moshe Rishonim, it's not a mitzvah. Is there a bracha on building a sukkah? Not that I know of. This is not related to women. We've moved on. Oh, why? Because... Oh, okay. Well, I mentioned in terms of the preparations, but again, that was assuming that it's really a mitzvah, but there are hechsherim for it, and that those hechsherim are part of the mitzvah. So this is... Right, this is that's something that's very different. Let me, I'm going to skip one or two Maror Makombos and just skip to the last part of the shir, which Abe mentioned before anyway.
And this goes into the Hefser, actually. That may have
perhaps. A very, very Yisodic thing. If you leave with nothing else, if you're not yet familiar, you have to walk away from the shir knowing at least this Machlokas. And that is a very Yisodic Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, which may be a real Lishitoso in another Machlokas, which is a Hashkafik, if you will, Machlokas, about the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, which is itself a famous Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Halachic Machlokas that centers in Parshas Truma is the following. The Rambam, in both in his comments and Sefer Mitzvahs and Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in the first case more explicitly, in the second one more by implication, holds that Binyan, the Beis HaMikdash, and everything that you need to perform the Avodah, meaning all the Kalim, it's all one in the same mitzvah. Asli mikdash shanti b'sochom. How am I going to be shachanti? You got to have an avoda. You have to have the mizbeach, and you need a menorah, and you need a this. It says the Rambam, that's all one mitzvah. It's of taryag, mitzvah chof, and mitzvah in the sefer mitzvahs. That's that. However, the Ramban, in his hasagos to the sefer mitzvahs, argues that they're two separate mitzvahs. That binyan of the beis hamikdash is a one mitzvah, and binyan of the kalim, as a group, is a separate mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, it happens to be there are other days in Rishonim, which I did not know until I was preparing for tonight's shir. This is the two most well-known shitas. There are others who perhaps distinguish between the mizbeach. I saw somebody who said that perhaps everything is with the mikdash, but the mizbeach is its own mitzvah. But that will leave. But the basic machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban is whether building the Beis HaMikdash and the kelim are all one, or are they separate mitzvahs. I saw, as a way of explaining this machlokes, again, in a way that's very relevant to Parshas Truma, both, again, in the two Sfarim that I alluded to before, the Minchas Asher, on the one hand, and Rav Daniel Feldman, Sefer Bina B'Sfarim, they both were basically mechaven to the exact same explanation, hesber, of that machlokes, and that is to suggest that each, the Rambam and the Ramban, respectively, are l'shitaso in their understanding of the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. So, for example, the Rambam says in a few different comments, for example, if you look in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira and the Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam says that the purpose is to build, I alluded to this at the opening of this year, a Beis Avoda. There's the whole purpose of the Mikdash. It's not stam to have a building. The purpose is to be able to then have a place to go do the Avoda. Again, there's a number of different rayas that this is the Rambam's understanding, that the purpose of the Mikdash is to do the Avoda. And if that's the case, it makes sense that there's not going to be a separate mitzvah to build the mikdash from the kelim. Because the mikdash without the kelim, there's no avoda. Memela, there has to be one fell swoop, a mitzvah, if there's a mitzvah to build the mikdash, and or mishkan, both. But that has to include the kelim to make it a functional house. It's not supposed to be an empty house. It's supposed to be a functional house, because that's according to the Rambam, the whole purpose of having the house to begin with. However, the Ramban, in his opening comments in our parsha, and it's tricky. Again, I had seen this Ramban years ago when I was looking for it again tonight. It took me 2 seconds just to find it, because if you look quickly, the first Ramban ala Torah in our parsha is Perichafei Pasuk Gimel. And then I thought maybe it's on Pasuk Ches. I was looking around for 10 minutes. I couldn't find the Ramban. I know it's there. Everyone knows it's the Ramban on Truma. He has a psicha to the parsha. I saw one Achron who quoted this as Perichafei Pasuk Beis. But it doesn't say Pasuk Beis, not in the Makros Gedolos or the Torah Chaim that I looked at this evening. But it's a psicha. Right before he gets to Perichavei Pasuk Gimel, I thought it was the end of last week's parsha. But if you look at it, it's his psicha. He doesn't have any Dibra Maschil. He just has a psicha to Parshas Truma. And there in the second paragraph, he has a very famous idea that he compares the Mikdash to Har Sinai. And just like there was Hashras, Hashchina, and Sinai, the Iker of the Beis HaMikdash is the Hashras HaShchina and the inspiration, etc., that provides. There'll be an avoda. Okay, so Mamela, there's also an avoda. But that's not the goal. The goal is, per se, in and of itself, there is a mila to having the house in and of itself, even without the kelim. Again, perhaps this is why the Ramban Lashitoso can have a scheme in which the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash can be separated from the mitzvah of building the kelim, making the kelim. You'll say, but if without the kelim, what's the purpose? Lashitoso, the Ramban holds there is a purpose. That's Hashras HaShchina. Again, I'm sure the Rambam believes in the Hashras HaShchina too. But to him, that's not the purpose. Maybe that's the side, Memela. The Iker is the Avoda. If there's the Iker is the Avoda, you can't separate the two. But if you see them as separate, if there's an independent significance to having the house per se, the Beis HaMikdash per se, then you can imagine two separate, you can have two separate mitzvos. And I will just mention one possible nafkamina of this is as follows. How do you know, when were you finished? When were you say, Yaitzezayin, we finished the mitzvah. Cha-ching! Right, let's assume it's a Chovas Tzibur. So we're all going to get that credit into our bank account. Presumably there'll be a massive credit to the account. When? So there's a sefer I saw that the Minchas Asher quotes called the Lev Sameach. I didn't see it inside. I'm not sure who it is. Who says lecha'ora this will be Tali in the Rambam and the Ramban? That according to the Ramban, you're going to get an early deposit because once you finish the Mikdash, then you already get credit. When you build each keli, you'll get more credit. But the Mikdash is itself credit. But he says explicitly that he thinks according to the Rambam, you do not have a full completion of the mitzvah until all of the kelim are built. Now, that seems l'fum riyata to be very logical, but just to conclude, the Minchas Asher suggests that you could be docha. Could be. Okay, that I don't know. I've been assuming that that's not right, but maybe you're... Could be.
You just seen the whole Misa of Tanakh with the Bnei Megdash in the Shlomo HaMelech's time, that there was a whole... first they were misfiled, the Shkinah should come down, and the Chanukah Sabayas was totally in Hashras HaShkinah.
Right.
And that was like sort of the...
And what about the Kalim?
They waited. In other words, they didn't do a Chanukah Sabayas, right. Not a Shlomo
HaShkinah. Right, right, right.
And then Shlomo HaMelech had that faith.
Right, you can't have a dedication of a shul until Aaron Kodesh gets there. Right? You know what I mean?
Well,
you got to be
able... Until you install the rabbi.
Okay? So the Minchas Asher, just to conclude, he's docha in the other direction. He just says, even according to the Rambam, perhaps, you were saying even according to the Ramban, maybe it doesn't... But he says, even according to the Rambam, you could say that even though he holds it's one mitzvah to include the kelim, but that could be true that it's still part of the mitzvah, but that you could have what he calls the chalosh shem mikdash even without it. So if the mikdash is built, you can say that's not a mitzvah. The point is, he says, according to the Rambam, when you build the kelim, you don't get a new mitzvah, you're enhancing that mitzvah, but not that you don't have that mitzvah until you build the kelim. That's an interesting idea. But again, these are some of the halachic issues that Meheri Yabana will be relevant in one way or another to us about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
It's also maybe another Lishitasa within Lishitasa, because there's a Machlek